When the right people come together at the right moment, when they care almost as much about winning as they do about each other, they can become the best of the best.
Welcome to the best soccer show, the best soccer show in the whole world.
Here we go! It's the best soccer show. Jason Davis, Jared Dubois, live. Doing it live on a Monday evening.
No
Nikki Soup and Salad. Nikki Soup and Salad is otherwise engaged. And he, you know what he's doing? You know what Nikki Soup and Salad is doing, Jared?
Peloton?
He is discussing the impending arrival of a certain American international to his club, which... I don't know. Should we go down that?
How much you want to bet Jeff Cameron shows up to the signing with truck nuts on the back of his car?
Jay Rodius.
I would not be surprised. Yeah. We're not here to talk about Jeff Cameron. Now, luckily
Thank
enough.
God.
We're not here to talk about Jeff Cameron. I hope that people are finding us. Obviously, we're not on Sunday. We usually are. Let's go ahead and take the opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, to Meg, to Kayla, to everyone. Those are our wives. Those are the mothers of our children.
Unfortunately, I don't think we know Nick's wife's name. But
Happy Mama Mother's Superling. Mama Soobs, Mama Soup and Sausage. That's her, Mama Soup and Salad.
I don't think any woman wants to be called that, by the way.
No, Mama Soup and Salad is not slightly better.
Way better.
All right, we're here to talk about American soccer. We got a bunch of stuff to get into. I think that if we had done this show last night, there are things we wouldn't be able to talk about, Jared. There would be things that hadn't happened yet that we'd be like, maybe tomorrow things will. So we've got a Nations League roster or a preliminary roster. So we can go through this and talk about the U.S. men's national team and who Greg Berhalter might be picking when it comes to the Nations League. And that's a game against Honduras in the semifinal. And then you get a second game regardless of what happens. You either get a third-place game, and please, please, please no third-place game for the U.S. men's national team, or you get a final, right? So let's hope that it's a final.
I was just counting how many players are on this roster. I think it's 40.
Okay, 40, and you got to get it down to 23, right?
Yeah, I think so this is definitely thick. There's some names on here that are some fluff and some fat, you know?
So on this show, we are going to talk about that roster. We're going to talk Americans abroad. We're going to talk about the Banger League Soccer, which is apparently what MLS is all the time now. We'll get some of that in.
We might talk about the C word.
We're going to have to talk about... I think that's going to have to lead us. And we also have a Jared game. You've prepared us a game.
I have a game on the back end of the show.
Maybe the most J. Rodius game we've ever played on the show.
I'll give him the name. I'm not going to give him the concept yet. But
okay,
I'll give him the name to tease it for the later in the show.
Go for it.
96er or 69er?
I'm afraid to ask.
Inappropriate.
I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, you're going to
96, 69. Which one was first?
96er or 69er?
96er. Okay, I think I can figure out what 96er is. Do I need
to ask? I think you can figure out the other one, too.
Okay, sure. I don't know who... hopefully, we have no minors in this room that were in the... You know,
hide your children. I've tried to make sure that it's as friendly as I can.
Okay. Sure. I know what this is about. I don't know how you do that, but let's put that on hold. That's going to be for later in the show. I would love to talk about MLS or the Americans abroad. That, you know, maybe Tim Weah wins a title in France, and we're going to figure out what happens at Juventus because it could be a disaster. Who knows where Weston McKennie's going to end up? There's rumors that he might be on the transfer list. He could go to the Premier League if somebody brings 30 million euros to Juventus's door. But we have to talk about the Columbus Crew, and not because they finally won a game in the league, Jared, and not because they finally scored a goal in the league and then were gifted 2 own goals by DC United, but because they have decided to rebrand the club. And
it's all the rage.
Is it though? How do you look at Chicago
last year and think, oh, we should do some of that?
It's causing some rage is what it's doing. It's not all the rage. It's causing some rage.
You know what's funny though? Is like even players are like hating on it. Like like Zach Steffen got in on it today.
Zach Steffen was like
Justin Mirren, like, which listen, he can talk a little bit of trash. He's on a different MLS team, so it's easy to talk trash, you know. But like,
yeah, but
the two former like long term Columbus guys.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Zach Steffen one was funny because it was like the club tweeting out or MLS tweeting out
the league.
We are a crew. We are this. And Zach Steffen was like, nah, just nah. Just one word. Nah, not having that. Not having that. So there are a couple of things to talk about here. One is just the fact that they decided to rebrand at all. Okay. So just like the idea of doing it, which they had already changed.
They did a mini one back in the day, moving away from the three dudes, like hard hats to, and listen, I think everyone wanted that. I mean, it was Village people.
You know what?
They got a lot of crap about it.
Those guys, Jared, 96ers and probably 69ers.
Those guys probably guys. Are, yes.
They're both the three guys on the old crew.
Hey, they're
badge.
The crew. They do work.
What kind of work do they do? You know, there's a
and
meme.
They're good with the unions.
There's a meme that bounces around every now and then. If you're on the Reddit page for Major League Soccer, you'll occasionally see it. It'll be like one team who's bad with somebody sitting on the couch with that logo over her
face. Now here's where, unfortunately, we can't do calls tonight. I would love to hear from our boy PSHS Soccer Dog 3, which is an amazing name, by the
amazing,
way.
Amazing. Amazing. Perfect. He says, that's a perfect big soccer handle right there.
That is. One. It probably is a carryover. 17-year season ticket holder, irate here. Uh-huh, I mean, listen, uh-huh. That's the overwhelming consensus. I'm not seeing too many people that are like, hey, this is awesome. It's not like they were called the Wiz.
No.
You know, like the crew is one of the only things that was kind of naturally European sounding anyway. But what are we going to do?
On
we're
some
gonna throw,
level.
Okay, there's crew over in England, you know. But
yeah,
but
look,
they're just going to go vanilla with it. They're going to go vanilla with it just like every other team. And it's just, I don't understand. It's like Don Garber's biggest thing right now is to get every team called the City, SC, or FC.
The league mandates that you have the city name in your club name. So you're not allowed to just be Crew SC, which, look, I guess I kind of get for broadcast reasons, for marketing reasons, I understand it, but you can be creative around that. There's nothing that says that you can't figure out a way, you know, just flip it around. Do Crew Columbus. You want to say
just changing your whole name to a letter isn't creative?
It's just this, the thing that pisses me off the most about this is that they are trying to have it both ways. Jared, this is like when your kid says, no, I was going to do that thing you asked me to do, but I just, you know, I got busy doing this other thing that I was, I was going to make you something. Like, they're trying to get out of screwing up and getting in trouble by sweet talking you. They're saying things like, we are the crew, but also we're dropping the name from the
you
crew.
You can't have it both ways. I said on Twitter today, this is like when Bud Bundy decided he wanted to be called Grandmaster B. And like half the time, he would have a hat like this on backwards, so it's not good enough for me right now. But they would all mess up his name all the time, and just like he would like sometimes be Bud and sometimes be Grandmaster B. It's just a joke, dude. It's a joke. This is the biggest bit of placating to those 17-year season ticket holders ever. It's like, we're not really throwing it away. You're just not going to find it on any of the emblems or anything we're going to do. Right. Instead, they just go with a C?
This is interesting. I had Steve Fenn ask me this on Twitter. He said, this was a rhetorical question because he knew the answer, but he said like, so they're dropping the word crew from their name. That means the fans can use the word crew to make stuff and sell stuff, right? Because hey, the crew name is available. No, of course not. They're going to hold on to their trademarks. And they're going to sue you if you do anything with the crew name, even though they're not using the damn crew name.
Oh, you know, this is going to be horrible. You know why it's going to be horrible for the players? Because if I am a fan, if I may, a capo in any of the supporters groups around the country, I'm calling those players seamen. All the Columbus Crew players, I'm calling them seamen.
All right, you're on a double J Rodeus already. This is the letter C. 9 minutes into the show. So we are doing the show on YouTube. If you're listening to this after the fact via podcast, you can always find the show archived on our YouTube channel, The Best Soccer Show. And make sure you subscribe. I don't push the YouTube channel all that much. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It does help us out, get those numbers up, you know, just spread the word. So this is a visual, so you're going to have to find the video if you want to see it. But of course, you know what this looks like. Everybody has seen this already. Here is the brand new Columbus Crew logo. Jared is right there blocking some of our picture here. Columbus in the, I don't know what this font is. What's
the shark tooth at the bottom? Why is it dropping a deuce below it?
I've heard that described as a goatee. It's got a little bit of a soul patch goatee thing happening. Suddenly it looks like a pie piece from Trivial Pursuit for some reason. I don't know why I'm seeing that.
It's like it broke off.
So this and this C, you know, they're squeezed. The whole thing is this shape. This pennant shape is the shape of the flag of the state of Ohio, right? And Columbus is the capital of Ohio. And so this is inspired design that they're using this shape.
I'm happy they didn't put a circle. I'm happy they didn't put a circle. Like so many
people. No, the old one was a circle and it worked, though.
It did because it was original. Like they're one of the originals, you know, like they I don't know. There's nothing I feel here other than the yellow and black that's truly uniting what the history of this. You drop the history when you do these kind of things. Same thing with Chicago Fire. Like, I get the old logo. It looked like a fire symbol, like from a fire engine. I also understand why it's a problem because it's a logo of like actual logos of fire departments around the country. But you didn't have to turn into some kind of Rastafari like looking mountaintop. I don't know what that is. And they're already saying they're changing. I mean, Columbus has to change this, right? There's no way this stands. They're getting the Chicago Fire treatment right now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people compare it to that. To the Juve redesign, which I like, the Juve redesign is way too modern. It goes so far away from what Juve was before that it's hard for me to stomach. But I think this is worse than the Juve one because at least I understand what they're trying to do with Juventus. That's a J. It's a pretty simple, you know. You can say, oh, the you know some negative space stuff and some white and black stripes and but at least I know what that is. This thing is like the C doesn't even really look like it. It's so weird. Somebody's like, oh, it looks like a G. It's G'd up. I mean, and it looks. Somebody said it looks like an esports team logo, right? Protein like Power one. Pyramid Scheme. Perfect from Brendan right there. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you even made a pop culture. You thought it looked like something else you've seen from pop culture, too.
I do. Yeah. So, well, actually, what happened was somebody said, Jeff Tebbets on Twitter said, I can only see a cup with a straw. And I guess they had a version where they had the two stars for their championships above, like stacked for some reason. Yeah. I don't know if he saw this somewhere. I don't know where this came from, but that's what he said. It had two stars. And he said, all I see is a cup with a straw. And I was like, oh, well, it looks like Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And then somebody made this, which is the high
eyes, like the eyes look like you just finished a blunt. Yeah. It's so good on that.
Oh, man. I used to do a Master Shake impression. I'm not going to try to bust it out now. I'd kill my voice. But
does it sound like Alex Jermaine Jones?
It might a little bit somewhere. Goes higher, way higher than Alex.
Okay, but here's
Jones
the thing:
does.
In all this, all these teams rebranding, so they listen. My team did it back then. They didn't change their name for God's sakes. They just changed the emblem and stuff. I still didn't like it. But when are the New England Reds going to do something? Like, is that the only team that should and hasn't, or is it at this point you never change it because you're the one team that can say, "Hey, I'm kept it real from the beginning."
Here's the thing: I'm torn on how much I'm willing to give on this. Now, I was not famously because nobody knew who I was back then, but I was very much against the Sporting Kansas City rebrand when it happened. Not because I thought the Kansas City Wizards was a great name; I didn't. I thought it was dumb, but I also thought, hey, you've got history. If you own your history, if you lean into it, if you connect with your fans, if you sell it right, this is the thing. They want a low effort sell. They want to capture new fans by changing the way the badge looks and the name of the club, which dumb, because if you do the work, you can make this work. Nobody's clamoring for the Utah Jazz to change their name, Jared. It is a dumb name by any measure.
Yeah,
Utah
Jazz
is a stupid name, but they've owned it for like the last 35
years. LA Lakers
years,
is a stupid name.
And guess what? They turned that into a legend. That's what that is now. Nobody goes, oh, Lakers. Well, what, are there any Lakers in Los Angeles?
Here's the thing about those two teams. They both moved. Columbus didn't move. Kansas City didn't move. Chicago didn't move. That's why those names don't make sense anymore. They moved from a city that was Jazz capital of New Orleans.
My point is that you had a name, and it was good enough for you for the first 25 years, 26 years almost, of your existence. You won two championships with that name. You had Brian McBride, and you had Guillermo Barrichello, and you had Federico Higuain, and you had all these guys play for you, and you created a culture. And not only that, this is the part that really pissed me off today. You had just a couple years ago, you had a fan movement to keep that club in Columbus. What was it called, Jared? When all the fans got together and made a big
save
stink about
the crew?
Save the crew! And then you're like, 2 years later, you're like, you know what? Screw that name. Get it
save
out of here.
Save the sea, baby. Save the sea.
Well, that's why you wrap it up. So I don't know. I don't know. I just doesn't make any damn sense. It really doesn't to me.
There's been a capsizing and save the seamen.
Ugh. All right. So keep your thoughts coming on Save the Crew. I mean, on
yeah.
The
yeah. What's
Columbus.
Stern John thing? Look at Vincent right here. What can someone get Stern John on the phone? Someone get Duncan Otten on the phone.
Duncan Otten.
Like
yeah.
Like sure. Go get Brian Mazenoff. Like go get these dudes and see what they think. Yeah. They had to play with three Village people on their crest, and they
Brian
did
Carroll
it for the
was
crew.
There, right? Brian Carroll was there for a while.
Dunny?
Brad Evans
I
started there.
I didn't see if Dunny
there.
Said anything today. Did you see if Dunny said anything yet?
Dunny, I believe Dunny did talk about it, but I have not listened to his podcast. I'm just, he's got a podcast that he's doing for SiriusXM these days that apparently they covered. I'm sure he covered it on the radio show he was on today. By the way, did you know that I have a radio show? Were you aware?
Something I've heard before, yeah.
You have heard my radio show or you're not?
I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah. By the way, Nikki Soup and Sally cannot be here tonight. He's off doing his FC Cincinnati show. And I'm learning just how much the man does whenever we do one of these because there's too many moving parts. I can't get the phone calls on the air. This is why you guys have to do the Patreon so we can throw some stuff, some money at Nikki Soup and Salad so he can help us. He wants me to play a drop every time the Do You Know I Have a Radio Show. It was your idea to play the drop?
Yeah, he just loved the idea.
Okay, well, here you go. Oh, it's not going to come out. Oh, I got this muted. I got to unmute this. Here we go.
WMBC. WMBC.
Wait, do you have a radio show like Howard Stern?
I'm on the same network.
Can you introduce me?
Yeah, this is what I can say. I am a coworker of Howard Stern. However, I will never meet the man, talk to the man, share any particular. I think he has his own elevator in the building in New York. I've been to the building in New York. I've done my show out of the New York studios. They stuck me in a closet basically with a microphone in it. They have one side for the plebs, one side for the regular folk, the riffraff, and then they have a whole separate like closed off area for the Stern team and everything that happens with Howard Stern. Which
oh yeah, you gotta protect the man.
The man's a billion dollar enterprise. He's a billion dollar enterprise. And one more thing on this. So the hashtag that the fans of the Columbus Crew are rallying around, and look, it's a hashtag
save
just like
crew?
Save the Crew. No, it's We Are the Crew. So they're kind of leaning into the idea that you know the team is saved, but we are the crew. Don't call us anything else. That's what we are. Right, I think that's a good way to go.
I think they deserve to make that distinction because they are the movement behind why that club is still there and not in Austin right now. And you need to do right by these guys.
Absolutely,
I think you're going to be opening up a new stadium. Don't you want it full of people that actually care?
I would think so. Somebody said something about this shape of this badge is an allusion to the shape of the stadium. Like what? What are you doing? No, you're not a stadium authority. You're not running this. You're a soccer team. Be a soccer team.
And here's the thing. That other stadium only lasted 20 years. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to rebrand this to the shape of the next one in a couple of years too?
I know. We had lots of good suggestions as to what this looked more like. Again, I said an esports team. Somebody said the pyramid scheme, protein power shake pyramid scheme. Let's see. What else did I have on? A traveling U14 baseball team kind of does look like that. Let's see. Parking.
It actually kind of looks like, you remember in Tron, those things that would chase you, they look kind of like an M, but if you turn that thing on the side,
you know what it is? You know what it looks like? It looks like a banner that would hang like a lot of people said parking garage, and I can see that because it's like, you know how you go to an airport sometimes and they can't just do
I parked
C.
in C.
They have to do a C with like a specialized logo to look like the airport so that you're like connecting the visuals. Here's
why I like this though. What's Anthony Precourt feel like right now? You know, he's loving this. Anthony Precourt's loving this from afar. Just like the turmoil he's left behind.
Did Vincent Toronto, by the way, shout out to Vincent Toronto who's listening live, said he can't usually listen on Sunday. Shout out to Vince. It's been a long time. Did he just make a Jay Rodius joke? Was that what that is? Is that what that at this? That what it is? That's what that is.
I don't
you can
get
put
it.
That, put it back on the screen. Put it back. Okay. We're going to play some Wheel of Fortune here. All right.
Precourt is probably pre. No. Oh, okay. Got it. he lost a couple. I'm not sure what he's saying there. There's something missing.
I can't figure it out. Let's do a hard left turn and talk Nations League roster. Preliminary roster, 40 names. I've had a chance to scan this today. I know you have as well. We can play a middle mini game in this if you want to.
Little mini game before we start going deep into it, because it's funny. Every time, there's two times that you hear the middle names of soccer players. Univision broadcasts and CONCACAF roster alerts.
That's exactly right.
And so as we looked, I happened to see the CONCACAF. I think it was in the Patreon Slack today. Our guys are always on it. They always get the links.
The besties are on top of it. The besties, by the way, the besties basically program the show at this point.
Dude, like, I get most of my links and news from that Slack. I'm not even going to lie to you. So it came out today, and what I would do is a little mini game, just real quick. If I give you the middle name of a U.S. national team player, can you guess what players, who it is, just from their middle name?
Probably not.
But it'll be a fun jaunt down the lane, right?
Yeah. Let's do something.
So I'm gonna give you a couple middle names here. So of this 40-man roster, what gentleman's middle name is Dwayne?
Dwayne. How do you spell Dwayne?
Interesting you asked that. D-W-A-I-N. If you gave me $100, I wouldn't have got that right.
Okay. I did. Like I said, I scanned it. I can recall. Wow. Whose middle name is Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Let's see. Wow. This is really, really tough. I will say I'm going to go off book here. I mean, I don't know if that's going off book. Let me say Aaron Long. I'll just say Aaron Long.
Aaron Long is not. This is the middle name of one Walker Dwayne Zimmerman.
D-W-A-I-N?
Got to be a family name, right? That's a weird spelling.
Walker Dwayne Zimmerman. Wow. Okay.
Hey, that's a disparage to the dude's uncle or something. Like.
No, yeah, right. Probably Uncle Dwayne was like, yeah, everybody's favorite. Who knows?
Okay. Middle name is Gianni.
Johnny, spell it for me.
G-I-A-N-N-I.
So the normal Italian way.
That's how I would
way.
Do it, yes. Just like Snooki's husband, Gianni.
Oh, I don't know Snooki's husband. I barely know Snooki at this point.
I think that's what his name was when I was watching the short.
Oh, wow. Johnny.
Gianni.
Gianni.
Sounds European.
It does. I mean, it's Italian, right? But I don't.
It is, which is going to take you down the wrong turn.
Yeah, probably. Let me say. Oh my God! I'm just blanking on players. Like, oh, I'm going through the positions. Like, who am I missing?
If you don't know, I'll just give it to you.
Okay, give it to me.
Serginio Gianni Dest.
Okay,
Gianni. I probably would have.
I don't know why I didn't think of Serginio Dest, but now that I think about it, yeah, that makes sense. Serginio Gianni goes together.
How about Francisco?
Francisco. I'll say Sebastian Legette.
Yes.
Francisco.
Whoa, did you know that one? That.
I may have read it today, but I wasn't conscious.
All right, here's the most baller one ever. And if you looked today, you probably remember this one. I'm not sure, but James Earl.
Oh, I know this one. That is Weston McKennie.
Weston James Earl McKennie.
Yes, Spaghetti Weston, by the way. That's what I think maybe what we're going to... I don't know. We got Lone Star, Spaghetti Weston.
All right, we'll just do two more. Middle name, Jordan.
Jordan. Let's see. That might be Reggie Cannon.
Sibachu.
Oh, that's right. His first name is like Tiosin or something.
Tiosin, yeah. So a little bit of a trick question there because I know some people do have him go by Jordan. Let's see. Last one. Let's get a good one here. Okay, this is a weird one, okay? I've never even seen this as a name. Maybe I'm going to get the inflection wrong on this, but Mate.
Spell it for me.
M-A-T-T-E.
Okay, I know this mate, one.
Or is it Mate? I don't know.
I think it might be Mate, although there's no accent. I mean, obviously, if it was a Spanish word, you would say Mate. You don't need an accent. But I know that this is Christian Pulisic.
This is Christian Mate Pulisic?
I think that must be it. All right. So a little mini game with some middle names. I think, and we both read this one, which is why you did not bring it to me, but I think the most baller of the bunch is Marcus Lloyd. Yes, Samuel Marcus Lloyd. Vines, which if you just go Sam Vines, that sounds like a guy who's going to sell you a used car. Yeah. But if you say Samuel Marcus Lloyd Vines, that guy owns an estate. There's no doubt
that has a winery with those vines.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's got a winery with a vineyard and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Is Jossie Zardes' middle name the letter A, or are we not getting something? Is there something we're not being told?
Yeah, Jossie A dot. I don't know.
So here you go. This is the man with the knowledge. Jonathan Tannenwald telling us that Mate is in fact Croatian.
Wait, Jonathan Taylor Tannenwald?
Jonathan Taylor Tannenwald. Oh my God, I forgot. I can't believe I forgot.
Is that JTT?
OMFBG13, it's JTT!
Jonathan Taylor Tannenwald with the tip. on the Croatian chat. middle name. All right, going through this list, again, 40 names, narrowing it down to 23.
There's a lot of fluff here.
You think there's a lot of fluff?
Well, I think what you're looking at right here is you're looking at your Nations League and your Gold Cup roster kind of combined, I think. I mean, that'd be a little too simplistic, but
I think what you're looking at is a first-choice team with second-choice players mixed in because injuries can happen, right? So we just don't know. Like, are all these guys going to be available? And by the way, let me just add this. Shout out to DeMarcus Beasley, Oguchi Onyewu, and Mauricio Wilson on the Crack podcast, because Weston McKennie just did their podcast, and he walked through his summer schedule post-Juventus season, and he seemed to have left out the Nations League. So either he knows something we don't know but didn't say it directly, or he was just flat out wrong in relating his schedule.
They got managers for that. He can't be bothered to remember all that stuff.
Maybe. But the other thing that they did on that podcast,
yeah, is I saw.
He said, my photographer who lives with me in Turin, and DeMarcus Beasley like stopped and was like, you have a photographer?
Which is just gotta get my best side at all times. I can't be poorly lit at any moment.
When you're a modern professional athlete, you need a photographer.
What do you think about Pirlo saying he lost 50% of his weight or something like, or 50 pounds? I don't know what he says. Something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know
what
he said.
Do you feel like he slimmed down that much?
I think he got way fitter. I think he got fitter for sure. Yeah, I think Schalke was a disaster and he got fitter. And you know, everybody was saying, imagine getting signed by Juventus when you're out of shape. I think they knew, like, he's just not in a good environment and we can get him down. It's like, you know, it's like that person that you know you shouldn't date because they have some issues, but you think you can actually reform them. And then you actually do reform them and everybody's happy.
Oh, my history is far more that that person just couldn't be fixed. But
oh, no, it doesn't usually happen. No, it doesn't usually happen.
I used to be called the fixer for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to know. All right. So going through this. So position groups. I mean, the easiest one is goalkeeper. How many goalkeepers are actually on this list? 4? In total,
yeah.
I believe.
Surprise for me was maybe Sean Johnson. Maybe that might be one. I was like, I wasn't sure about.
I don't think he's really getting there. So if you're taking 3 goalkeepers to the Nations League, is it 3 or 3?
Yeah, Ethan Horvath, Sean Johnson.
Hold on. Let's do it correctly. Okay. Ethan Shea Horvath.
Excuse me.
Is probably going.
Brex brother.
Sean Everett Johnson is probably not going. At least, well, Horvath is the younger guy, but he's not playing much right now. So maybe a flip of the coin there. We're pretty sure that Zachary Thomas Steffen, by the way,
there's Taylor 5 Thomas, goalkeepers, dude.
Zachary Taylor Thomas Steffen and Matthew Charles Turner are who's the other one? Who am I missing?
You missed David Ochoa.
Oh, I did. I don't think he goes. I think he's a gold cup.
I think David Ochoa and probably Sean Johnson are left off this. Berhalter's been grooming Ethan Horvath for a while. I think he's going to get him the experience.
How many? Okay, so that's 3. We've got 20 spots left, Jared. How many center backs are you taking? 3?
It's 4? Interesting because I can't really just say center backs because you've got guys like you got guys that can play multiple, like Chris Richards, he can do both. He can do in the middle or he can go wide, which I think is one of the reasons why you bring. You have Tim Ream, which is going to have a spot, I think, I don't want him to. You know what? Okay, I'm going to say this. Drop Tim Ream.
Well, let me go through all the defenders. I mean, some of these are fullbacks. Okay, you know what? I'll try to skip over the fullbacks. Let's just go through the center backs who are listed. Whether they can play fullback or not is notwithstanding. I'll just mention them. So you have, let's see, the first one here who is an absolute fullback is Aaron Long, right?
Yep, I think he's
Mark
going.
McKenzie.
He didn't even make the last Euro squad. So I'm surprised if he makes this next one. I mean, no, I like Mark because I think he's worthy of it, but it's just odd that Berhalter left him off the last Euro roster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would take him.
Matt Miazga is here. I think he probably goes. Tim Ream, who you just mentioned, I think he goes for experience, even if he maybe doesn't play in either match. Chris Richards, who you've already mentioned, is on this list.
For me, Tim Ream should be on the Gold Cup squad, but I just don't know if that's what
you got to keep. By the way, you got to keep track of numbers here and how many you're actually talking about.
All right, because so far, what we got? We got who did we say so far? We got Aaron Long, Chris Richards.
I skipped over one. I'm sorry. John Brooks is definitely going. He's the first 3. Name alphabetically. So John Brooks, Aaron Long,
Chris Richards,
Matt Miazga.
Let's hold on for a second. Let's get through it.
Okay, well, the only one I don't think is going for sure is Miles Robinson. I don't think he's going to be there. He's going to be
going. I think Zimmerman does.
You think Zimmerman goes?
I would take Zimmerman over Miazga.
But I think Berhalter prefers Miazga to Zimmerman.
If we're picking Berhalter's team, I agree with you.
Well, I'm trying to predict the team, not necessarily saying what I would do. Okay, so I think it's probably
Miazga.
Miazga over Zimmerman. So you got to four?
That's four.
It was Brooks, four. Long, Ream, and Miazga.
And Richards.
That's Richards five. Can play fullback, but I don't think you bring him to play fullback, do you?
I think you bring him, and then that just gives you another option at fullback. So I think he's in this. So I would say defenders are at five right now.
But he's all... Can Chris Richards play left back? Because that's a deciding factor here. Because otherwise, can you bring Anthony Robinson and
Serginho Dest? Hasn't he done it for Hoffenheim when he first got there?
I think he played a little left back. I'd have to go look at his FB ref, but I can't be sure. I don't think I think he did. Yes, he did play some left back. I'm just not 100% about that. But again, Tim Ream can play left back at this point.
I mean, okay. God dang it! I can't believe Tim Ream might keep Chris Richards out of a team.
So Reggie Cannon, we think, is going to be there.
Yep, that's six defenders.
Serginho Dest is absolutely 100% going to be there.
Seven defenders.
Let's see.
Anthony Robinson.
Going down the list. Well, I haven't got Brian Reynolds. Probably not, right? Too early for Brian Reynolds?
Too early if you already got two of the other two right backs and Chris Richards who can play right back.
Right. So Anthony Robinson, we think he's going to be there. You have two. That means you bring two left backs and Dest is considered a left back.
And now you're at eight defenders out of your 23.
That means Sam Vines doesn't go.
I think that's the case.
Okay. So Miles Robinson, we said no. Sam Vines is a no. DeAndre Yedlin's a no.
DeAndre Yedlin's a no. No, he didn't make the last Euro squad.
No, I know, but he's been playing well against Galatasaray.
I think that right back is so log jammed. I don't think Berhalter wants to start over with.
Do you think there's any chance at all that DeAndre Yedlin gets called in over Reggie Cannon? Probably not, right? Because Reggie is the better defender.
I think Berhalter's going to take a known quantity over an unknown quantity to him. To the Nations League.
Okay. So it's a lot of defenders.
That's eight players plus three goalkeepers. We're 11 of the 23. We got 12 spots left for midfield and striker.
Okay. So let's go from the top alphabetically. Tyler Shaun with two A's. S-H-A-A-N. That's a dope name. Tyler Shaun Adams, 100% going to be there if healthy.
Yep.
Let's see. Luca Della Torre.
I'm a yes. I would hope that the dude showed well over those last couple of games. Player of the week in the Eredivisie.
I'm going to tell you why I don't think Luca Della Torre goes.
Okay.
Because I don't think you bring Luca Della Torre and Yunus Musa with the group that you've
got.
Let's
leave him off for a moment and see if we have a spot at the end.
This says his actual first name is Lucas, which is way less cool than Luca.
Not nearly as cool.
Not nearly as cool as Luca, which is why you go with
Luca. I'm going to assume the CONCACAF person typed an S on accident.
It also says he has no middle name, so he's just Luca Della Torre.
Pretty badass.
Okay. Anyway, pretty bad. Let's see. Midfielders, Sebastian Legette. We think he's going to be there for sure. Yunus Musa, who I just mentioned. Owen Elisawi is not going to go.
I don't think so, no.
No. Kellen Acosta, probably not going to go.
I don't think so, no. Even though I think he showed well in one of those European game fixtures,
He had a banger. When we get to Old Babies, we got to do that before we get out of here. He deserves an Old Baby for his goal this weekend in Major League Soccer.
Midfielders so far.
Christian Roldan.
I'm going to say no because he's just barely getting back into this team. I don't think he goes to Nations League. I think he goes to Gold Cup.
Okay.
Even though he's playing very well for Seattle. Even I'll admit that, and I'm not a Christian Roldan guy.
This is what's weird about playing a 4-3-3 and the way that they are listing positions. The only other midfielder listed is Jackson Ewell. The only other one. So
Jackson Ewell's going.
So that means how many did you get up to? Four?
Four. McKenny wasn't in this list, you just said.
Oh, sorry. I skipped over McKenny. Yes, he's definitely going. So that's five.
That's five.
Five.
So that's
midfielders.
Five, eight, and three. We're at 16. There's seven spots left.
There's not going to be seven forwards in this team, though, right? Well,
no, but I was saying we can go back and add Luke Della Torre and stuff like that.
I see. Okay. All right, sure. Paul Areola.
Yeah, if he's healthy, I think he goes because Morris is gone. I think that's that change of pace substitution at the end of the game.
Tyler Boyd. No.
No.
No. Conrad De La Fuente.
No.
I can't see it. Let's see. Daryl DK is a yes.
Yes.
Nicholas Giacchini.
It's a yes.
You think so?
I think the striker pool is going to be a little bit liberal in this because the spot's up for grabs.
Right. That center forward pool, right? That's what we're talking about. Let's see. Going down the list, Christian Pulisic, 100%. Giovanni yep. Reyna, 100%. Let me just actually, you know what, while we're here, because, you know, I just want to give these guys their proper due. That's for Gio. That's for Christian, who definitely deserves it right now based on his form with Chelsea. Let's see, going down the list, Joshua Sargent.
Yeah. Yes.
Jordan Tiosin Jordan Sibachu.
No.
No?
Okay. Yeah, maybe over Giochini. You know, let's take off Giochini for a second, because there's two names left, and I think these guys both go, and that's going to make room for it. Let's take off Giochini for right now.
Well, the thing about Tim Weah is he can play multiple positions along the front line.
That's what I'm saying. Tim Weah, yeah. And then the last one being Jossie Zardes. Jossie Zardes needs his chance against top competition, and he hasn't got that because he was in the playoffs during the first round of Euro Games. He had just finished MLS Cup and didn't get brought in for the next round of Euro Games. He hasn't had a chance to show himself at the top stage, and he's one of the most consistent or performing strikers in terms of numbers over the last year. You know, he hasn't had a chance. Yeah.
How many was that? What did you get
that
up to?
That was exactly
there?
23 right there. That was seven.
Oh, seven. We ended up with seven names.
Yeah.
Do you
Areola,
think that that's
DK, Pulisic, Reyna, Sargent, Weah, Zardes?
Do you think that's light on midfielders? I mean, actual midfielders?
It is, but let's be honest. Christian Pulisic, Gio Reyna, they can play midfield. Tim Weah can play midfield if he needs to. I mean, these guys can play other positions. Paul Areola can obviously play midfield.
Well, okay, Paul Areola, maybe. But there's this is what's interesting about this 4-3-3 and those two. The two, first of all, you are light on defense, out-and-out defensive midfielders. So Adams and Yule, that's the list, right? That's all you got. And
Weston McKennie can do it, but
Luca De La Torre has been playing that in the Netherlands. So I guess if you add him in the mix,
that's why I say Luca De La Torre is interesting. We've left him off in this. We want to rethink.
Is there a forward
to get him in?
Is there a forward that you would sacrifice to get Luca in if you think you need? Because as good as Jackson Yule can be with the passing the ball, he's not the defensive presence, the active presence that Adams is. And if you're trying to replicate Adams,
I would switch Paul Areola because that's the weakest one. But we're talking about filling out midfield, so you're not really your addition by subtraction right there. Like Paul Areola's not a true striker, you know. So
no,
if we're talking about
he's a wide forward though. But I don't think you want to play him anywhere else.
You can't get DK, Sargent, and Zardes all on the field. And you can't give enough minutes maybe to justify all three. Is it smarter to leave off Jossie Zardes and bring Luca De La Torre and have
you
one
know what?
More midfielder?
And here's where the chat comes in. And I apologize. Everybody's saying we're not paying attention. You're correct. All the Philly people are flipping out right now, Jared. You know why?
Oh,
We left Brendan Aaronson out of the mix.
Oh, my Lord. In that case, we're dropping Paolo Yola and bring Brendan Aaronson.
Okay. He's over De La Torre for sure. Only because he deserves
form. Dude's banging in goals.
Banging in goals. Just BA is doing the work right now in Austria. And it's a tough one.
Here's a good shout right here. Take out a center back. There's not a single player we're dreading up top about not taking that wouldn't be a better choice than Tim Ream. Honestly, if Greg Berhalter conceivably to bring Tim Ream means he potentially wouldn't bring Areola, Luca De La Torre. Like, these are guys that we wouldn't bring because we got to find a way to bring Tim Ream. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope Berhalter comes to his senses on that. And I hope this whole thing, this last year of bringing Ream and getting him minutes and stuff like that was just because that's our Gold Cup captain. He was getting him ready. I really hope that's what was happening in all that.
Okay.
And he's not actually part of the 23-man roster.
Okay. I don't know. Let's just go through it one more time. Just to make sure that we have this solid based. And look, we're probably going to be off by a name or two because that's what happens in these rosters. It's not a World Cup, but it's going to have some surprises. So if we start back to front again, your goalkeepers, I think it's probably like there's a toss-up in one of those spots. But I think it's Stefan. I think it's Turner. And then, you know, take your pick, Johnson or Horvath, right? Those are the guys.
I think you take Horvath because if Stefan can play the Gold Cup, and that's a good veteran keeper to do the Gold Cup.
You take who?
I think Horvath? you take Horvath to the Nations Cup, the Nations League, and you leave Sean Johnson.
Oh, I thought you said Stefan. I thought you said Stefan.
Did I say Stefan? I apologize.
You might. So Sean Johnson goes to the Gold Cup. David Ochoa goes to the Gold Cup. Horvath, Turner, Stefan at goalkeeper.
Yeah, I think that's the way you look at it.
The defenders, we ended up with eight of them, correct? Is that what we said? Okay, so John Brooks is 100%. Aaron Long is 100%. We are saying Tim Ream only because we know that Berhalter likes him, not necessarily because we think he's the best choice.
I think he's the easiest thing to on the chopping block, though, to bring someone better up front, though.
Sure, but we also think there's going to be four center backs then, because if Ream comes, you still need one more body to be sure. It's only two games, but you still need one more body, so you're bringing Miazga or Zimmerman, but not both. You're saying you would prefer Zimmerman, but we think that Miazga is the choice.
I think for Berhalter, Zimmerman has something to prove. So I think Gold Cup, he's a great starting center back for the Gold Cup.
Okay, let's go to the midfielders then, just to clear this. And again, because of the way this system works, you're talking about mostly two-way players. The guys that could play in some of those midfield spots might end up playing. Brendan Aaronson's probably going to be a forward, Jared, not a midfielder in this setup.
Yeah.
In
a 4-3-3,
When we talk about, even though Brendan Aaronson's listed as a midfielder, to me, he's going to end up playing in that wide left position.
Here's an interesting question for you, though. When we talk about Luca Della Torre, is it better to not bring him to Nations League and let him maybe boss the Gold Cup and like be a pivotal figure in the midfield at the Gold Cup?
I think there's going to be some calculation as to playing time. And maybe, you know, it's not like you might not need Luca Della Torre on some level. But as I said, I don't think you bring Yunus Musah to this and also bring Luca Della Torre. I think you bring Yunus to this if you think he's your first team player and you send Luca to the Gold Cup and then maybe we'll see what happens. Yeah, you don't know, who knows? Yeah. And you're going to need, again, qualifying is going to be a bitch. It's going to be tough. It's going to be bang, 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 three games win in each window. So you're going to need bodies. Luca Della Torre is going to get his shot is what I guess. So Aaronson, Adams, not Della Torre. Going down the list, Sebastian Legette is a yes. Weston McKennie is a yes. Yunus Musah is a yes. That's five.
Jackson Yule.
Jackson Yule is a yes, but that also
is listed as a midfielder as well.
Is he? Okay, so that's seven then. In the end, that's seven. But Gio Reyna, we know, is might play in that forward line. Yeah. So then in terms of forwards, Areola is a maybe. I don't think we can get him in now, right? If we're gonna bring Brendan Aaronson,
so you can bring.
Okay, Darryl. So then you're talking about no Conrad De La Fuente, so Daryl DK, one of Giacchini or Sibachu, but not both. Probably.
No, you don't have either one. You don't have either one.
Now we don't have either one. We don't have space for them. Okay.
Pulisic, Sargent,
DK,
Sardes.
Okay.
Okay. I think that looks like a good 23-man roster to me, especially if you get Ream out of it.
All right, so lots of difficult things for Greg Berhalter to try to figure out. Somebody asked when the 23-man roster has to be in. I will look to see where that is. A week prior to the start of the competition. So semifinals on June 3rd, a week before that.
So close right now, man.
Another 2 weeks before we get there.
By the way, we're going to be filling out our schedules to see. Obviously, we want to bring as many live post-game shows as we can to. We got to figure out what our commitments are, you know.
We may be able to do some Nations League stuff. I may have. Well, we'll talk about it. I'll do off the air. If you're a bonus,
we'll do as much as we can.
If you're a bonus listener, we have to do that tonight. But if you're a Patreon member, you might get some inside information as to some of that stuff while we're talking it out. But right now, yes, we're trying to aim for doing as much live stuff as we can, so that you guys can get involved and do this. All right. So we don't have a ton of time. Is there any Oh Baby? We're not going to do a MLS breakdown. I just don't think we have enough energy left at this point, and I definitely want to play your game. Besides your Galaxy beating LAFC and Chicharito Hernandez getting on the score sheet again,
I mean, it's a statement win, but I'm not going to say it was a statement game. I mean, obviously, there was more heart in that Galaxy performance than I've seen in years, but I don't know that they were the better team on the field for a good portion of that.
You got to take your wins where you get them.
I'm running with it, dude. I'm running with you. The best thing I saw a weekend was a dude doing the LAFC drinking the tears like that guy was drinking cranberry juice to Fleetwood Mac. That was the best thing I saw.
All right, so we do want to give out Oh Babies. Nominations for Oh Babies can happen in the chat right now. I will try to get to everybody's. I'm going to start on Friday night. I am going to hand out. Neither one of the goals was like overly impressive or anything. But the man's 38 years old. He's practically like a contemporary of ours. I have to give an Oh Baby to Chris Ondolowski just for
making it happen for the old men. That's old dad SC right there.
I love it. I love the movement off the ball. He's like juking dudes left and right. He's trying to make defenders look stupid.
Two goals inside 6 yards. That's Ondolowski ball, baby. And that's why you buy him. And that's why you got him on there, man. You want that guy that's going to pounce on it. He's the white Chicharito.
You know the guy with the I don't know where it comes from, but it's that GIF with the guy with the lawn chair that he pops out when he gets to the kids game. Chris Wondolowski basically has a lawn chair in the six, and every now and then he gets out and he starts moving around, and nobody can keep track of him. Nobody can mark the dude.
I mean, honestly, Chris Wondolowski is what Taylor Twellman would have been had he not got unfortunately injured in his career. Yeah. Like that, those guys are such similar players inside the box, man. I love watching those guys play.
The other one in that game that absolutely deserves it is Rubio Rubin, who went.
Oh, baby! Ain't nobody touching that goal. That's goal of the year, I think. I don't know. We've had some bangers already. Maybe the juggle to full volley by
Darlington Nagby.
No, oh, Jao Pedro.
This year.
That's
the
only
one
I think that comes close to the Rubio Rubin one so far, man.
Yeah. Okay. So that game with one that definitely deserves it, and two,
and another old guy doing it still. Nani had a nice hit from about 25 out.
Okay. Are you giving him an old baby for it?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I've said this before. It is just the year of the banger in Major League Soccer. I called it a banger parade on Twitter a couple different times. It's just like it's marching through various cities. At this point, banger league soccer happening across the country right now. Caden Clark, does he get another one? I'm trying to remember that goal.
No, the credit kick goal was last week.
That was last week. All right. And then the second goal in that one, Frankie Amaya might deserve an old baby. I mean, that's a hit.
I can't do that to Nick.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're going to save that. Okay. Lucas De La Rayon on the free kick for Columbus against DC.
Great hit.
Yes. Great hit. First goal of the year for the Columbus Crew. Can you believe
that? Crazy. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Zardes almost had one bounce off him, but it went off the defender instead.
First goal of the year for Columbus SC. No. See, it already sounds like gross.
No,
it's so gross.
You just be first goal of the year for the Seamen.
I can't. You might be able to get yourself to say stuff like that. I'm not going to be able to say stuff like
that. No one cuts my checks.
Nashville, do you give one to either CJ Sapong? I can't remember that goal, but Alex Mule had a hit. It was very similar to the Frankie Amaya goal, snuck it in the post.
I almost feel like we're degrading old babies, but there's so many old baby goals out there.
So no, we can hold off.
Is there a higher echelon that we've ever had to hold to before?
We can raise the bar. Dahomey had a pretty good one for Vancouver, but we'll let that not be.
I think we've
there.
Done the babies for the weekend. I think we've old babied the weekend.
We've old babied the weekend. No more old babies. Okay.
I mean, and if you guys don't know, there's midweek MLS action this week. So the first time we've had that this week.
I know the season
so far.
I have to like figure out a Wednesday night schedule. Like, what is that about? Just a lot of things happening. All right. So old babies handed out. Congratulations to all the winners from the weekend. Obviously good stuff for a couple of clubs, and we're going to see how these things develop across MLS. Still early days, but let's turn to Jared Dubois' most recent invention, a new game that he is calling
96er or 69er, which 96er. Is an extension of Baller or Blazer, to be honest with you.
Like, don't give away the secret sauce. Don't tell everyone that we are just tweaking the formula every time we do it.
I pay homage.
these are what we do. This is what we do. It's either one or the other. Go ahead.
The concept of this game is I'm going to give Jason names, and the question is: are these 1996 MLS originals with at least one goal or 10 starts? I didn't go like someone that has didn't give you just some guy that got drafted and never played. They either have a goal.
Your boy from Melrose didn't make this list.
No, he did not. But come on, guy, I can't give you that one. So they either have a goal or a minimum of 10 starts in the 96 season. I feel that's fair.
Okay, that's fine.
But you're not going to know these guys.
Oh, no. I'm going to be terrible at this.
Maybe a couple. I have one on here that you might know. But
okay.
So are they a 96er, meaning an MLS original, or are they a 69er, which is a male porn star? So do you know the difference between the name of a 96 original or a porn star? And I have at least one title of each movie of these guys who they were in, you know, and the decade that they were proactive.
The thing about male porn stars is that sometimes they have extremely graphic names, and sometimes they're just like Johnny Blue.
I've taken the correct like level of decorum, I feel, in my selections.
I trust you to have picked names.
I didn't go with like Johnny Missile or something like that.
No, you know? I know like Like, I was just, now I'm just thinking about male porn days. I shouldn't do that. Go ahead.
Okay. Your first 96er or 69er. And in the chat, feel free to throw out your guesses as well as Jason thinks on these. Your first one is Altamont Butler.
Altamont. Now, see, that is complicated. I think a porn star would avoid like a multisyllabic.
I think that's right.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah, that thing. Sounding very stupid right now. I think they would avoid a name with a bunch of syllables to start. So,
but they would include a butt, though.
Yeah, but I think that's a 96. I'm going 96er, Jared. That's a 96er.
Altamont Butler scored two goals for the San Jose Earthquakes in the 1996 season.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Next one. Tom Lips.
Now, see, this is either, God, this is why this is so tough, because I know you.
I didn't pick the ones that are easy, right?
Tom Lips. Damn. And you know what? That's a trash.
You don't think I looked at the porn names that could be soccer players and the soccer players that could be porn names when I did this? Come on.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to do game theory. I'm going to say 96er, not 69er.
You're going to say 96er.
96er.
Tom Lips had 10 starts for the New England Revolution in MLS.
That's awesome.
Now here's Tom the thing. Lips. Now here's where you'd like to play. You'd like to play game theory. And do I have the balls to go three MLSers
in
a row?
Do you? Right.
Do I have the balls? Let's see. how about Dave Cummings?
When you're talking about 69ers, it's the never mind. Okay, go ahead.
Dave Cummings.
Man. God, that's the one name, right? That's the one, like, it's definitely a real name. But 100%. God.
The hard part is you know there was an Omar Cummings in this league.
I know. Are you sure it's not pre-Cummings?
Okay, it just says Dave.
I'm going to go. All right. I'm going Ultra Game Theory 96er. 96er, Jared.
Dave Cummings, you may know from such movies as Every Granny Has a Fantasy.
Oh no.
He's famous for being the oldest and most long-running porn actor in the game.
Oh, so he's an old dude too.
Yeah, well, he just has done it forever, I guess.
Oh God. That's gross. That's so gross. Now, so like, I think a respectable porn career is like 3 years and you get out. Like, don't do this like I'm the wizened veteran of porn.
You're going to tell me you're going to look at the Golden Goose and let it loose?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you get in, you do your business, you get your cash. And I know the men that make nothing, but you get your cash and you get out. That's what you do. Okay. That's respectable.
Here's another one for you. Tell me, 96er or 69er? Wesley Pipes.
I'm two for one right now.
Wesley Pipes.
100% that is a 69er.
Wesley Pipes, you may know from such movies as Fresh Meat 13. I just had to get in Wesley Pipes. Wesley Snipes. Come on, dude. That's a great name.
Yeah, that's so good. That is. Yeah, you got to go punt. If you're gonna do it, be ridiculous. Go with a punt. Do a punt. Don't
wait. Is this a real thing, Vince? But I hope Jared found a guy who played in the '96 season that went into porn. Okay,
he hopes you dug that up. Yeah. No.
I'll have to see what something.
Not that we're aware of.
How about this, Jean Harbor?
Jean. Like the French name Jean.
J-E-A-N. Jean Harbor.
Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R?
Yes.
Harbor.
Jean Harbor.
Like the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Yes. That's Hooper. David Harbor's the actor. Yeah.
I'm going to say, God, that. I'm going to say 96er. I'm going to say 96.
Jean Harbor scored 11 goals in the Columbus Crew's first season.
Wow. Double digits. I don't remember him.
Yeah, I had the same feeling when I did it. I was like, oh my God, how do I not know that? That was like Starn John's year, I think.
There you go. Justin tipping in David Harbor. That's good.
All right. Yeah. How about Jeff Stryker?
Man, okay. So if I was going to pick a fake name to be a soccer player, I'd call myself Jeff Stryker. If I was like, if soccer was a game where you create, like if you were Brazilian, but you used a regular, like totally normal American name, Jeff Stryker would be the way to go. Ah, man. I'm going to say 69er. I'm going 69er on this one.
you may know Jeff Stryker for such films as Stryker Force and Power Tool.
No.
Two different movies.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Next one. What about Rhett Hardy?
Rhett Hardy. God, man.
It's H-A-R-T-Y. Don't think real people. H-A-R-T-Y.
Okay, not Hardy.
Not Hardy. I just want to make sure I've made that clear.
But I still think that normal people aren't named Rhett. Like, that's not a real person's name, is it? There are people running around named Rhett? No. It's like R-H-E-T-T, right?
That is correct.
Hello, I'm Rhett. No, yeah. I'm gonna go 69er on that one.
Rhett Hardy had one goal for the New York Red Bulls in the 1996 season.
Okay, so I whiffed on Rhett. There's a Rhett Hardy. I wonder what Rhett Hardy's up to now. Like, what do you think he's doing?
All right. What do you think about Don Fernando?
Okay, see, that sounds like some sort of Latin lover kind of bit, right? Like Don Fernando. Hello, I'm Don Fernando. Yeah, like when I say Mr.
Thiago.
He
also sounds like a striker.
Don Fernando. Yeah, it does. It could. I'm going to say 69er on that one.
You may know Don Fernando from such movies as Bad Mama Jamma and the Fat Ladies of the Evening.
No.
There's at least three dudes on this list that whose movies are so dirty, I'm saving them for a bonus show. Like, I can't say them on the air. Like, they
don't have anything that's even passable?
No, there are ones, but these ones are so good. I had to save them for another time to talk about. Like, they're really, really good.
That's so funny. Okay. All right, how many more you got?
I got a bunch, but we can cut it whenever you're ready. But
okay.
Ian Hennessy.
Oh, man. All right, 96er. I know that sounds like a very fake name, but I'm going to go 96er.
Ian Hennessy had one goal for the New York Red Bulls in the 96 season. By the way, New York Red Bulls and New England Revolution had multiple people on this list with names that kind of sounded porny.
Really? Who was in charge back then? Who do we blame?
Oh, man.
Charlie Stilettano in New York. Well, you say Red Bulls? They're not the Red Bulls.
Yeah, that, no, 96 Metro. They were. Oh, sorry, Metro Stars.
Metro Stars.
I put, you know why I said Rebels? Because I use NYRB as my thing next to it. Like the. I should have done Metro.
You should have done Metro, yeah.
Chad Ashton?
Come on, that's a 96 here. I'm not stupid.
I didn't know if you knew it or not. Okay, so that's the one I said that might be easy. But a lot of people may not know, Chad Ashton is currently what?
He's been an assistant coach in D.C. for like forever. I don't know if he's actually don't know if he's still there with.
No, he is. He's currently an assistant coach with the D.C.
He's the guy.
But Chad Ashton's a good porn name, dude.
Chad Ashton is the guy they would give the interim job to anytime they made a change. But because Ben Olsen was on the job for so long, it's been forever since Chad Ashton. And I think he did. I think he did run the team when they fired Ben Olsen before the end of the season. Last year. I think so.
I believe so.
Whatever that was.
Okay. Barrett Blade.
Barrett Blade. Oh, man. That sounds like a wrestler's name. You could also do this with wrestlers.
The Blade Brothers or something like that. Like a tag team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barrett Blade. I'm going to say 96er on Barrett Blade.
You may know Barrett Blade from his 2008 Best Supporting Actor win in Coming Home. Surprisingly spelled correctly.
Wait, hold on. Maybe that's just a real actor. Maybe he's just legitimate. You don't know.
That's an AVN award, not an Oscar. Just let you know. Hold
on. You can get a Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, these dudes have so many nominations, like in things and categories you had no idea existed, dude. Like feet ones and stuff. Like it's incredible.
Well, so now you finally found the spot where a soccer player could really get involved.
Yes.
Feet porn. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. You're right. All right, last one. Right.
Last one.
Brandon Lee. Right down the middle. Brandon Lee.
I was going to say Brendan Lee is
Brandon.
Bruce Lee's kid who died with the gunshot on the set of the movie, right? That's Brendan Lee?
No, that was...
Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Both Brandon. So the two Brandon Lees, this is a different Brandon Lee.
That is correct.
So that makes me think it might be a 69er because it might be somebody trading off of the fame of that Brandon Lee. Okay. Maybe he's an Asian porn star. Maybe that's the move. I'm going to say 69er.
You may know Brandon Lee from such hits as Fortune Nookie.
Oh shit, wrong one. I nailed it. I got so confused and flustered that I hit the wrong button. Yeah, that did you just say fortune nookie? Fortune nookie.
I didn't name it out there.
Fortune. It's either involving Asian people or somehow Limp Bizkit got in the porn game or something. That's the only thing I think of. Did it all for the
fortune. I forgot this one. Rob Johnson.
Rob Johnson's a regular name, but also Johnson is a reference to, okay.
Now you understand the game.
96er.
You may know Rob Johnson from his four goals for New York Metro Stars in the 96 season.
Yeah, you did. You did have a bunch of Metro Stars.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I have three, like, all in the same season, Rhett Hardy, Ian Hennessy, and Rob Johnson all played for the Metro Stars. And New England had Tom Lips, and I didn't get to this one, Peter Woodring.
What? Yeah, okay.
I also didn't get to Scott Cannon, which had 33 starts for Columbus, Colorado, and Tampa Bay Mutiny over a couple of years.
Well, there's also Joe Cannon, although everybody knows Joe Cannon.
I couldn't go Joe Cannon, but he wasn't in the 96 season anyway. But.
Yeah, that's true. He came in a little bit later.
Hey, here you go. The Metro Porn Stars did a good job.
Metro Tommy. Porn Stars. Yeah, good job, Mike. Nailed it. Absolutely. All right. We didn't really talk about Americans abroad. I mean, we did mention Brendan Aaronson scoring goals in Austria. Red Bull Salzburg's going to win that championship, it looks like. Second time for Jesse Marsh before he trots off to Leipzig for next season. Jared, any other notable performances from the weekend that you know, at this point we're down to the wire. There are some things to play for. Chelsea's playing for a top four spot. Juventus is playing for a top four spot. Lille's playing for a title.
I'm obviously looking to see what DK does as promotion playoffs happen.
He came off the bench, played a little bit. I think it was a draw with Norwich. Norwich has already secured promotion. So
I think what you're seeing is these teams that are secured right now are just kind of resting players, getting players ready. So don't be too nervous if you see DK not getting some minutes.
Should be noted that Anthony Robinson, Tim Ream, if he stick, I think Tim Ream's out of contract, so he's probably not going to stick around after this year. But Fulham going down. Do you think Anthony Robinson is going to be there next season in the championship, or does he need to, if he doesn't have a relegation clause?
It's a tough one because this guy was a medical evaluation away from being AC Milan and vying for a Serie A title this season and playing with Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And a year later, he's going to be in the championship. That's tough. I would hope that he had enough clout after the AC Milan flirt that he had a clause in his contract to get out. But he's a young player. A lot of young players that have promise, they take a deal to be in the premiership, and maybe they didn't have the leverage that they needed at the time. I really hope that he doesn't end up in the championship next season.
I like that you said a flirt, not a flirtation. It makes it sound more like a romantic comedy. Like Anthony Robinson shows up in Milan, and there's a meet cute with Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, they run into each other in the hallway, drop a bunch of paperwork. Zlatan drops five different trophies out of his jacket.
That's pretty good. Let's see. What else do we have to highlight from the weekend? Oh, I should mention, we spent a lot of time
Giorena on it. Had two goals midweek, I believe, right?
He did. German that cup. Was in a, was that a cup game? That was in a cup game. Cup game. So they're trying to get to the DFB Pokal, which I believe
they're in the finals against Tyler Adams.
Now, they also beat Leipzig on Saturday, did Dortmund. And Gio played in that game. He didn't score, but I thought he was pretty good from what I watched. I mean, I'm not going to give you a full
review. He's in a good run of form right now. He had a weird little middle of the season when the new coach started, but he's definitely earned his spot back. The big test will be, does he get to start in the cup final? I think when he scored two goals in the semis, I think you would hope that he would have done enough to get the final start as well. But it's interesting how there's a lot of matchups this season where teams in the finals of tournaments are playing each other in the season right now. You had the same thing with Chelsea and Man City over the weekend. You've got Dortmund and Leipzig. It's just interesting how that kind of things. You're seeing two or three versions of these games before the game that really counts right now.
Jared, I have... Poison, 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 poison. I got to pick your poison for you. Now we're okay. at the end of the season. We're watching
every
these
Americans. Every granny has a fantasy, or the grapes of wrath.
No, you can't say that word. Isn't that like moist? Like
you're just that was a guy named Herschel Savage.
You're just not allowed to say words like that.
Oh, my bad.
Don't think you can say that word or the word moist on the.
It was in the '70s, man. Everything went in the '70s.
Okay, so. We're at the end of the season. There's Americans doing stuff in Europe. Obviously you want everything good to happen. But if you had to choose, Tim Weah and Lille win the Ligue 1 title. They beat out PSG. They surprise everybody. Tim Weah is a part-time starter, but he's important.
Yeah.
They win the title, or Juventus secures a top four spot and makes the Champions League next year with Weston McKennie.
Oh, so you want Messi McKinney in Champions League. Easy.
Okay.
Not even hard.
You don't wish for a title for an American in a top five league. That's never happened before. We don't have an American who's won a title in a top five league, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. Unless we're going to talk about.
I'd rather have an American in playing against Barcelona and Real Madrid and.
But he's done that before. He's already been there. It's all news. He's Super League now. They're Super League.
But wouldn't you rather have an American in the Champions League?
I know, and here's the thing.
Because even if Lille misses, Weah still be in the Champions League next
this
season.
This is true.
Assuming he's still with the team.
I also think that, unfortunately, it's France, and not that it, obviously it's a good league, but it's not Germany, it's not the Premier League, it's not La Liga, it's not Serie A, it's the fifth one. It's sort of like how Staten Island is the fifth borough, and everybody's like, oh, we forget about that one. You don't really care that much if somebody wins in France, but Tyler Adams...
Technically, you're going to have an American winning the biggest cup, the biggest league, which is going to be Zach Steffen in the Premier League.
Yeah, Zach Steffen, Christian Pulisic.
I think the bigger no the Premier League. I mean, Zach Steffen's going to win the Premier League. It's
you're talking about the top five league. Yes, you're right. Yes, and we're going to have a Champions League winner this year too, guaranteed.
Exactly.
Even though Steffen won't start that
game,
I think
the bigger picker poison is for Tim Weah in general. Stay at Lille and be a supporting character on a good performing team, or try to make a move for someplace where you can get more minutes and try to be the guy.
Well, here's what Clayton adds, and this is true. Lille has serious financial issues. They're probably going to sell everybody they can because of those issues. That means
a Champions League windfall. They're still that bad.
I think they have issues just sort of making their payments, and they can't wait on the Champions League money to come next year. They got Champions League money this year. They participated this year. I think they got knocked. Did they get knocked out in the group stage? I think that's right. So I don't know how much money they got last year, but obviously they still have issues. I don't know. I mean, again, this is sort of like also with
Super League. That's what everyone. Yeah,
if you want to do another one, and this is a guy who's sort of stuck in stuck in purgatory right now, Conrad De La Fuente. Who we may not think of as super important to the national team right now, but he's got talent. And if he lands somewhere healthy, he may be able to help this team into 2022. Do you want him to stay at Barcelona, keep fighting for an opportunity, or end up at, say, a mid-tier club, maybe at a Valencia situation like Yunus Musa is, where that club's not doing great, but he'll play a lot more?
He's got to move. You can't just be keep flirting and being, because at the end of the day, he's a Barcelona B team player. I know he had first team rosters and a couple minutes here and there, but if you're a young player, go and play somewhere, like prove yourself. And I think that's what we've talked about, the meritocracy that was all the talk of Super League when that was happening, that exists for players too. Like players understand that you have to earn things in the world, and I think he needs to go someplace where he can stand his own two feet and not just have a Barca badge that is the reason why he's important, because right now all he's done is had Barca on his jersey. That's all he's done. You know, I think he needs to step out of that shadow and show that he's his own man, he's his own player, and he can contribute somewhere. And I think a place like Valencia wouldn't be bad for him. I don't know if it's the best either, but I'd like to see him go someplace where, like, Germany or even, like, the Dutch League or something like that. I love seeing strikers go to the Dutch League because it pads stats and you get to see what guys can do.
I don't want to see him there. No, I think he needs... mid-level Bundesliga, La Liga kind of situation. I think that's probably the best thing. I mean, at this point, like, just send them all to Germany. Like, send them all to clubs who aren't going to get relegated.
Proven track record.
From the Bundesliga. Should mention that Brian Reynolds started, played 59 minutes as Roma won. Obviously, they're bringing in Jose Mourinho, which we haven't talked about. I'm afraid for Brian Reynolds, but if he is establishing himself as a starter now, maybe Jose just grandfathers him in. Jose.
But, you know, I've always felt that Jose understood the American talent and system, the potential, that more than other. I mean, he comes to America a lot. He always brings his teams to America for summer windows. He's long been rumored to end up here at some point. I think he's more of an American file than most other European coaches. And I don't think that the American tag would be bad for Brian Reynolds. It's just the fact that anytime a new coach starts.
No, young player. I'm not talking about the American part. I'm talking about being a young player to just now getting his feet wet. And I think technically he's on loan and the deal becomes permanent in the summer. And again, how is Jose gonna, you know, again, it's not like it was good, because Roma struggled this year relative to their expectations. And so there's pressure and everybody feels it. But Fonseca gave Reynolds an opportunity.
Yeah.
And now he's out and Mourinho's in, and Mourinho doesn't have the best rep for playing young players.
I'm more scared for Weston McKennie with a new coach than I am Brian Reynolds with a new coach.
Okay. Okay, I do think, though, that Weston has proven himself at that level, and he would get another opportunity at a Champions League level club, even if he doesn't stay at Juventus, which I do think he's going to stay. And the other thing that we're going to wrap this up, but the other thing that worth asking, I mentioned the, not rumor, but the idea that Juventus would be willing to sell Weston McKennie if somebody came in with 30 million euros. Would you want it to be a Premier League club? Do you want to see Weston McKennie in the Premier League? And obviously, what I'm saying is, do you want to see Weston McKennie in a top five club in England?
Not necessarily. I like seeing. Okay. I thought his game was more suited for the Italian league than I thought, you know, at the beginning of the season. I think if he goes back, he's end up being kind of one of those. I think he's gonna be more of a defensive minded midfielder. I really thought Pirlo got the best out of him this season. I'm just a little bit worried to see what happens when does another coach see him the same way, or does the club just turn? I think the reason why you're seeing 30 is because they just bought him for what, 20, a cool $10 million profit. Go get who you want as a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, yeah. Is it a negative for Weston McKennie if he only lasts 1 year at Juve and he wasn't his choice?
No, because Juve's if Juve misses the Champions League, they're a mess. And there's rumors that they get kicked out of Serie A if they don't back down on the Super League thing, which I don't think is going to come to that. I don't think there's any.
Doesn't Juve need the Super League more than ever now? Aren't they like have to double down on it?
Probably, but you can't go and have a party by yourself. You have to have the rest of those clubs come with you. And if nobody's going to come with them, then Barca, Real Madrid, and Juventus, they can't do it. So, and any threat about Juve being kicked out of Serie A is ridiculous. That they are a driver of so much interest. I know you have AC Milan and Inter won a title, and that puts them back in relevant discussions. But do either one of those clubs come close to the reach of Juventus worldwide as a brand? Not even in the same ballpark. I mean, AC Milan's got legendary teams, don't get me wrong, and they did a lot for football, but I just don't think you kick Juve out. That's kicking out your biggest club. It's crazy. All right. Anything else, Mr. Dubois? Anything else?
I think that's everything. I think we covered just about everything we wanted to hit today.
That was a hell of a show. We did a lot of stuff. And the chat was killer. The chat was killer. We will hopefully next week we'll have Nicholas Soup and Soprano back on the show doing the phones. And you guys can get involved. Again, patreon.com/thebestsoccershow. Not only do you get bonus stuff from us, but it helps us with production, helps us give some money to Nicholas Soup and Salad for his help on the program. Ratings and reviews. I didn't look up any. It's Nick's job.
That's Nick's job. Way to drop the ball, Nick.
We should have had a guest review reader, but I didn't think of it in time. Yeah. Maybe shout out to our guy
David Herx, who might be helping us out with
some
tracking that we've asked for some of our help with our listeners.
An archivist on some level, something like that, like a show historian or something. Yeah, that's a thing we're going to be doing.
Both the historian and the creator of the Bestie Beer night. So
Besties Beer night stuff is going strong. I know people are shipping things all over the country. Like, you need one of those like. The graphics that show like when things are moving across the country,
the sequence of Seattle dots across the country.
Exactly. Of course, romantic rom-coms. That's what it always comes back to, rom-coms with us.
Always.
And that's going to do it for us, guys. Make sure you listen to the midweek show from the stands, which we put out every week. And we'll be back next week, next Sunday, probably with a brand new episode of The Best Soccer Show. See you then. Bye. Get to the chopper! Danger zone! Get off the field!
Damn, dog, that's a damn, dog, that's an approach.
The sausage king of Chicago.
Oh, baby! Yeah, yeah?
Someone seems to think you have talent. But unfortunately, this is Los Angeles. I need more than talent. I need stars. Enjoy the party.
J. Rodius.